Graham, a welcome victory. Yeah, definitely. We look to obviously improve on our last performance here at Highbury. We certainly did that. We improved on our competitiveness, on our game management, and I think we got the rewards for the effort we put in. I thought that every single lad from top to bottom, the 14 that played and even the lads that were on the bench and supporting the others, were fantastic today, and the result was fully deserved.
How would you assess the performance?
The performance was a very hard working, intense, professional performance. The flair and the guile will come, I think, but we have to get the first building blocks down, and that's competitiveness, fitness, teamwork, team ethic, and that's what got us the result today. And I think those things that we talk about, anyone can give. You know, it's then you add your ability on top of that, but it has to be on top of all that stuff that I've mentioned before.
And always nice to get an early goal, but rather a freakish one.
Yeah, you know, it was a case of turning our opposition, getting pressure up behind it, and yeah, it was a freak finish from Jamil's backside. But you know, as all strikers will tell you, you know, anything will do. And you know, he didn't celebrate, but I think he should have, because I think he deserved the goal today. And it just, but what pleased me more was we took the lead, but we didn't, you know, sit back. We carried on with the pressure. We carried on with the intensity in our play. And we took it into the second half as well. It was a complete performance for 90 minutes. Now Oxford had spells, and they're a dangerous team. They've had a great run of form lately, and you know, we knew how dangerous they would be. But for a 90-minute performance, I thought that was I thought it was very good. And now we need to build on it. We can't rest back thinking that we've done anything apart from win 3 points today.
You've created chances as well in that first half. Hit the woodwork, had a goal ruled out for pushing at the back post. And I guess, was there a little worry at half-time that it was only 1-0?
Yeah, I can't lie and say it's not, because when you've dominated, you know, a game, or in territorial anyway, that when it is 1-0, you know, in football, a set piece, a lacking concentration, anything can get them back into the game, then you've lost the momentum. So it's important that you keep your concentration and work right while you're 1-0 up, and then wait for your opportunity that will come, and work for your opportunity. And I think the lads did that today, and I think we got the second and third goal at great times, and it was a reward for the work that we did before.
And it was nice for the manager when the substitutes come on and score, of course.
Yeah, well, you know, the first one, Junior, was carrying a knock from the first half. So, you know, we brought Ryan back off his loan. We've asked him if he wanted to be part of this club, and he's desperate to be part of this club. And he's shown us in training that he's desperate to be part of this club. And him coming on and playing 45 minutes and getting a goal is what he's deserved after the 2-3 weeks training, that he's showed what he can do. Now he's got to prove to us that he can do it for 90 minutes. Now he's got to prove to us he can do it day in, day out. And that goes for every professional in this club, that, you know, the work never stops. Once you cross the line or walk into work, that's when you get back down to business. And Ryan showed that in training, and that's why he deserves his chance today and took it.
And really, to keep a team like Oxford, who, of course, a form team in the division, 4 wins on the spin, and I don't think I saw Scott Davies have a save to make today.
I don't know, probably right. I'm not sure. I mean, that just goes down to all the hard work that was put in front of him. You know, from the front two, not just the back four or the midfield four, but from the front two, right throughout the squad, and we showed that we got back to being a, you know, what we saw in the first few games when we took over, that we can be hard to beat. Now that's a great basis to build from, that you're hard to beat, and then your quality players, which we have got in our squad, will win you the games, and that's what happened today.
And particularly from set pieces, defensively we are far happier today, having conceded 6 goals in the last two, of course.
Yeah, overall, you know, stopping crosses, I thought we did much better. We covered the areas across the goal much better. We worked as a great solid four across the midfield, and like I say, the front two worked the socks off to force them into a style of play that we wanted them to do. So, you know, that's it's pleasing that, you know, the work that the lads have put in during the week, you know, they get a result at the end, and then they believe in the work that they do during the week, and that's a big part of football.